We're back on News Radio KMAN. In Focus continues as we talk with city officials here today, Manhattan Mayor Yusha Reddy and City Manager Ron Fear. City Commission has a meeting tonight here at 7 o'clock, and of course we've been talking a lot about the past weekend and things we've seen the last few days. And one of the agenda items here today kind of relates to everything going on with the pandemic, and that is a consideration of extending requirements for the face masks. And the ordinance, I believe, went into effect in early July, and it's set to expire in September 7th specifically. But the consideration tonight, Ron, would be to extend that deadline.
Correct, Brandon. You may recall the origins of the local face mask ordinance were shortly after Governor Kelly issued a statewide face mask mandate. It became optional for counties to opt out of that governor's order. One of the challenges we have locally is that we're a city in two different counties. And Pottawatomie County opted out first, and then Riley County came later. But we felt like it was important, in order to be consistent from across the city in both counties, that we have a local face mask ordinance that would occur for that. And so the commission did pass that back on July 7th. There were some other entities. Wichita did something similar. They were really the first one. They did theirs on Friday, July 3rd. So it was a provision that put restrictions in place for when you need to wear a face mask, primarily indoors in public areas, or where you can't socially distance outside in group settings. So that, as you said, expires September 7th. And in order to continue that, it's necessary to consider it in two readings of an ordinance. So the first reading is anticipated tonight, if the commission agrees to continue it. And then also the second reading would be on September 1st. So that would be done, and no disruption of that if it were to continue. We're recommending that the ordinance continue through the end of the year. That would coincide with the policies that both the school district and the K-State have adopted, and in line with the recommendations from the KDHE and the CDC in that regard. So I think we've seen decent compliance across the community generally since that's been in place. And so we think it's a good protective measure to have in place.
All right. And Mayor, I imagine you agree with that, extending the deadline.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I think one of the things, the university is requiring it, K-12 will be requiring it. It's one measure we can take to reduce the spread, and I don't think everybody is in compliance. What I saw throughout the city for the past few weeks, there's a lot of people that are doing the right thing, so I don't want to take it away from them. And there's a lot of businesses that are doing the right thing and requiring it. But out of the hundreds of students and everybody else that I saw the past week or so, no, they're good at carrying them. Wearing them is a different story. So that's something we need to be a little bit more proactive about, whether it's with our messaging, whether it's with a full campaign about it, whatever it is. Otherwise, just having them wear it on campus and not adhering to it in the community, again, is going to get a percent project positives up, and K-12 might not be in person for some of the students. So that's the big picture. We can do better.
Yeah. Well, you know, and I see it typically. I'll be at a place. There may be an employee there that's got it. They're wearing the mask, but maybe it's just not, you know, covering their entire face. And I think a lot of folks in the public don't know really kind of, you know, how you approach that. Do you try to make a call the manager over here? Hey, that guy's not wearing his mask. I mean, what's the right approach here? I think that's a big question mark for a lot of people.
Yeah, I think that's a good question. I think one of the things we need to do better is on that campaign about how to wear it. But the other piece is How do you report it? Because I get emails and pictures all the time, and there's only so much I can do. And I think they can go to the RCPD website and look at the questions. But I've had people say to me that it doesn't look like anybody cares. So, and then they just give up. I think that's something we just need to be better at and see what we can do, because these things only work if all of us are doing them, not just a small percentage. The face mask ordinance is only good if everybody's adhering to it. Just like a speed limit is only good if, you know, a great majority do adhere to it, and there you have a few outliers where you pull over and give them a ticket. But for a face mask ordinance, because it doesn't seem big of a deal, people tend to, you know, not care, not do it, and all of that. And then it impacts the entire community. So I don't think that message has been talked about loud enough.
All right. I'm going to take a break here. We went long in the last segment, so we'll take a break now here and kind of catch up. We'll continue our conversation here with Ron Fear and Yusha Reddy. Manhattan City Commission meeting tonight here at 7 o'clock. Back after this on In Focus.